Florida's Department of Transportation is mulling over the possible release of proposed plans for a new Pensacola Bay Bridge ahead of schedule. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
For now, the release of the five competing plans for the $460 million project is set for July 18th at FDOT's Chipley office. Scoring of the plans is set for announcement July 7th in Milton. Neither date is sitting well with Gulf Breeze Mayor Matt Danheiser, who says they reflect a lack of public input.
The last time that the public had any opportunity for any formal input on the bridge design was over 2.5 years ago, well before any design build criteria package was prepared by DOT staff, and certainly well before any of the shortlisted contractors began to consider, much less submit, a proposed concept.
Part of the mayor's argument for an early release of the bridge plans is that they fall under Florida's wide-ranging public records law. Danheiser, who along with the Pensacola News Journal, have made separate public records requests for those designs.
We'll see if those requests are honored. But again, more importantly, you know, whether they're public records or not, it's incumbent upon DOT to build into the process an opportunity for the public to look at them and have input before a decision is made.
The Florida-Alabama Transportation Planning Organization is making the same request. FDOT will review those along with a request to move the project scoring meeting from Milton to the Escambia County Commission Chambers in Pensacola, which Danheiser also favors. But
frankly, if the design plans are indeed released, then I don't even think that the county commission chambers would be large enough, and it may require a much larger venue, perhaps even the floor of the Civic Center, because I think the amount of interest in this would be tremendous.
Replacing the 56-year-old Pensacola Bay, a.k.a. 3 Mile Bridge, is the highest profile bridge project in the area. Work is also ongoing at the Escambia Bay Bridge on Interstate 10 and replacing the span on 12th Avenue over Bayou Tahar. Calls to FDOT seeking an interview for this story were not returned. In March, spokesman Ian Satter said work on the Bay Bridge has been done behind the scenes.
We have the different contractors who are vying to build this bridge, coming up with their plans, coming up with their designs and their proposals. They'll deliver those to the department later on this year, and in the summer we will select one of those contractors to design and build that bridge, with construction scheduled to begin either in late 2016 or early 2017.
The five design firms competing for the bridge contract are being scored by a pair of committees, one on technical issues, the other on selection. While the blueprints differ in some areas, Satter said there are some features which are mandatory for all five proposals.
It'll be a 6-lane facility. Plans call for a 10-foot multi-use path to bike and jog along there as well. There'll be wider shoulders, so if there is an incident where maybe somebody's car breaks down, they'll be able to pull over to the shoulder. You won't have those traffic delays.
Aesthetics and practicality aside, Gulf Breeze Mayor Matt Danheiser says getting an earlier than scheduled look at the blueprints is an opportunity for the public to get a good look at just what's being proposed and to compare and contrast.
My suspicion is that when you put up five sets of drawings and the public's looking at that, there's one or two that are probably going to rise to the top in terms of preferences. And if that happens, then that would certainly be important information to be considered by the selection members by DOT.
No matter when or where the five proposals are unveiled, FDOT officials say the new Pensacola Bay Bridge will meet high aesthetic standards, and the design scoring criteria will reflect that promise. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.